Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning. I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers knocked off the LA Angels 6-2 in their series opener last night. Shane Drone was fantastic, going six innings, allowing two earned runs on just four hits while striking out seven and picking up his sixth win. Skipper Pat Murphy.
He was fantastic. He was in control. This is a tough lineup for him to navigate with all the righties. He did a great job. And this kid has been, I don't know how many in a row, but this is probably six or seven in a row that he's been in the sixth. And in the month of July, there's no bigger part of our team than Shane. He was fantastic. He kept us in every game he's pitched.
The Crew doing most of their damage in a five-run fifth inning. Jake Bowers and Bryce Turang each going deep in the win. Milwaukee and LA again tonight. Game 2 of the series, 8:38 first pitch. Robert Gasser goes to the bump against Jose Soriano. Minor League Baseball, Midwest League, Beloit falls to West Michigan 4-3, those same two tonight. Wisconsin and Lansing were washed out due to rain. They're set for a doubleheader today. On to football, where the Green Bay Packers continued day 3 of training camp practices yesterday. For tight end Tucker Kraft, coming off the injury, he's accepted the timeline the Packers have put together for his rehab.
I've accepted it's all part of the plan. Goody and I have talked about how, you know, he's essentially protecting me from myself because I'm all gas like a tricycle. I don't come with brakes, so. It's really just helping me establish that mindset of consistency through a slow ramp up, and that's it.
The Pack will be back on the practice field again today. To college football, where the countdown to the season for the Wisconsin Badgers continues, fall camp opening up this week. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.